All right. Well, we're back to Natural Thoughts and Talks. You can hear me just fine. All right. We had to jump ship for a second. I
Cool, no
wanted to just
problem.
pick up right where we left off. The biggest thing that you said that I really took was being present. I think there's something where, I don't know, the first 20 years of my life, right? They spent so much time. I don't know if it was sports, coaches, parents being like, hey, be prepared for the next thing. Be prepared for whatever this next play is, whatever the next assignment is. Forget about whatever your happiness is or whatever your feelings are about it right now, and understand that once you cross that line into whatever success is or whatever the winning drive is or whatever it is, then you'll be happy, right? And then I'm kind of in this space now where I'm like, I'm just at the beginning, like I said. So if you have something to say, I'd love to hear about it, to where being present makes me anxious. Like actually being like, hey, what's going on today? What is it, June 30th? Being like, okay, I'm here. June 30th, that's all I'm worried about. It's fucking weird. It's a weird feeling to be like, I know tomorrow's about to be a big week. Monday's gonna come, emails are gonna start flooding. I know I got several appointments that I'm gonna have to be in tip-top shape for. However, today it's Sunday. Relax, be on the podcast, have a good time. It's hard for me because I pride myself on being somebody that can carry that workload, can be like, yeah, give it all to me. It's fine. Give me seven, eight guys. Well, good. We're good. We're going to lead it and we're just going to make it through this storm and then we'll be all right. I know you've battled with that. And what age or what is like the occurrence do you remember where you're like, okay, yeah, being present actually is valuable. It's not just I'm being lazy, I'm being a loser. You know what I mean?
So it's really cool to talk about this also because like using the backdrop of our lives, like so to win a Grammy, the day to day, hour to hour, the hours that go into it means so much more than getting to the end of it. And it was I remember learning how to wiggle my ears, like what muscles made it so I could move my ears back. And so I liken learning to meditate, which really for me is just to stop worrying about the future. That's where anxiety lives, is worrying about the future, and then stop tripping off the past, let go of the past. And that's a real hard thing to do. I'm petty, I'm a Scorpio, so like I'm ready. There are people that I'll wait 100 years to get them back. And so but that's where depression lives, is in the past, being upset about harm. And so to be present really is like that corny saying, like to be present is the gift or whatever. No, it really, really is. And so to see McKenna do her first festival. So there we go. It was on you that you hooked us up with Ian and Kiana, and she did the Long Beach Barbecue Festival. But to be there, to be there and to be
Don't
present
give
and
that
not
to him. Sorry, one second.
oh, it's no
Hey,
problem.
I'll take that tennis ball. Can I have the tennis ball? Yeah, or just give it to me. Kino will swallow tennis balls and kill himself. So that's the only reason why I got to pause this for a second. Yeah, can I just have the tennis ball? Thank you. All right, we're safe now. I'm present now. Yeah, I just
There
had to
you
save his
go. That'll
life.
make you be present.
Yeah, he'll consume it and he'll literally just be like, yeah, 8 of 10. It'll be a $4,000 surgery. So,
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely. That's
sorry
not
about that.
nah, there's no problem. Take care. Less love.
Yeah,
Stepping through
exactly.
have to would say no, put your foot down. Yeah, but the idea of
The
being present.
festival. Yeah, the
Yeah. Oh
festival is
yeah,
where
the
we were.
festival. To not worry about what's next, but to be able to stand there and be like, oh shit, like this is really happening right now. That is what, like, that happening over and over again is what life is made up of. And you get the gift if you stay present. If you're tripping about something that somebody did or said and you're worrying about it and you can't fully be there, man, you're cheating yourself out of a full life experience. And so to be present, and really I remember first time like thinking about how does somebody meditate? But by focusing on my breath and doing the growing that I've been able to do, I think it's kind of like California hippie like to meditate, right? Do yoga on the beach. But look, that shit really matters. Like when we don't know the answer to a question, we go to nature. And for heavy conversations, we take our shoes and socks off and we're grounded while we're talking. So that static is out of us and you're paying attention to now you'll see a bee come and land on you. I've usually always, I mean, you grew up smacking and killing bees. And now a bee will come and land on my shoulder and I speak to the bee and bees are attracted to love energy. So when we're talking about love, if you have that, if you're practicing it to be present is really to love yourself and who's around you at the highest level, because I'm fully here with you, as fully as you possibly can. And that is more valuable than anything monetarily. It's the most beautiful thing. And I know we all been trained to be ready for what comes next. And I'm that way, lean forward and I'm thinking about, I love Mondays. I used to say that all the time. I love Mondays. We can get some shit done. Now we got a whole week. But to pause all that and enjoy, we're gonna work anyway. We love to work. Our work ethic's high. And it's we're gonna breathe air and work. And those two things you could count on from us. I'm
And I
sorry.
think that's the thing that I'm figuring out right now, especially with just like the relationships that I'm in, things like that, to where we'll go, I'm almost lifting weights. Like I can go in the gym, right? And we'll go, all right, let's throw 200, 300 pounds in there and we'll start working out. But when I give somebody a hug, do I give them the same muscles that I was just lifting 200 or 300 pounds and strength? No, you can't do that, right? So I'm finding I'll be building the podcast or businesses or whatever it is, and I'll still have that, that lion mentality or whatever the hell that is. But when I come home, I got to find a way to not use those muscles. You know what I mean? It's just a weird thing to, I don't know what it is, but to actually be present, to be sit here and be happy. 'Cause you're talking about meditating. I think that might be the next step that I'm gonna have to take, because I've been journaling for the last couple months. And I mean, really just writing like good thick journals, just whatever it is. And then I realized, I was like, out of the 10 things, because something happens, I'm a type of guy that you always hear me, I'm super chatty, I gotta talk, I gotta get all my ideas out. And I started realizing, oh, not everybody's like me. Like, not everybody wants to go that deep with the Starbucks order, or why the straw had the little whatever packaging on it. Or hold on now, how come he gave you ketchup, but he didn't give me ketchup? You know what I mean? And that's a 20-minute conversation. If I just sit there and start journaling every morning, every evening, whenever I find the time to, I realize out of those 10, 15 ideas that I wrote down, two of them really need to be brought up in conversation. You know what I mean? If that's what's going on. And it just became a thing to where I'm like, yeah, I need to find a way. And I can, like I said, I can say it and act like I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't. I just have the title. I still need to write the whole book, right? But being present, one of the biggest things, and I think you can speak to this, and maybe we can end on, is I prided myself on being like that 1%, right? Just I'm gonna be in that 1% of work ethic, of details, of attention to whatever it is, of charisma, it doesn't matter, entertainment, I'm gonna be in that 1%. However, I spent so much time in 1% land, right? Of like, what if this happens? What if someone breaks through the door right now and we're getting robbed? I got to be ready to go, right? Where's the gun at? Where's this? Where's the dog? All is the dog ready to go? Is he healthy? You know what I mean? There's another 99. So now people are like, hey, what about that other 99? And I go like, 6 months ago, I was like, fuck that 99%. Who cares about that? We're worried about this elite cream of the crop, tip of the spear. That's what we want to do. And then now I'm realizing, I'm like, holy crap, I'm missing out on 99% of fun. You really can do both, because when I lay my sword down, right? When I sit here and say, I'm not going to worry about somebody coming through the door. I'll worry about it if they get through. That's when I'll worry about it, is if I hear them banging, 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 and then they get through. Now we have a problem, right? I don't need to worry about them. Oh, they're on what part of town? They're coming here now. How many minutes away are they? All right, we'll be ready when they get here. Like, when they get here, I kind of had this saying. I didn't read it. I kind of came up with it. I don't know where I got it, right? But it's like, let's say there's an event happening a month from now, right? The biggest thing that I can probably give out there to the world when we put this out is, for somebody wired like me, is it could go good, it could go bad, right? Whatever this future topic is, we don't know. It could be really good, it could be really bad. I don't think we should worry about it until the future event becomes the present. Right? Now, if you're somebody that struggles getting out of bed in the morning and is literally naturally a little bit lazy, that might not be the saying for you. But for me, an off day, let's say it's an off workout day, you know me, I like to get after it. I don't know, we might go bike 10 miles, we might go run a 5K with kids. That's an off day, you know what I mean? Like, that's a Sunday, is we might go grab my 80-pound kettlebell, go throw that around a little while. Like, that's an off day, right? On days, we're really cranking that needle and really going. So I'll say it again, because I want you to kind of give me what maybe your like philosophy is with it. It might be good, it might be bad. We don't have to worry about it until the future becomes the present, right? Because I always have my eye out there. I'm not the young man that's like here. I'm just naturally always going to see it when it gets here. Before, I don't have to focus all my energy on it. Just keep kind of one eye glance. It's still there. Try to be present, right?
So I operate in the same way where it's just the highest performing. That's just how we feel about it. There's a philosopher. He actually has a center up in Ojai. Jay Krishnamurti. I don't know if you've ever heard of Jay Krishnamurti before. They have the Krishnamurti Center,
I'll have to
and
look them up.
his book is actually sitting right here. It's the awakening of intelligence, and the idea is that we don't know, we really don't know anything, but you can, like, what you the baggage you carry with you of thinking that you know something is going to limit you in what it is that you can really come up with if you let go of that. Stop thinking that you know something from the past to apply it to the future, but when you're in that moment. And you're able to say, now let's figure this out. Not because I'm a doctor or I have my degree from such and such, but to awaken your intelligence is to actually be present. And if you're present, then your gifts will be able to come out. And so somebody who's high achieving like you, that you'll perform at your highest when and you can awaken your intelligence when you're present. Because you're gonna problem solve, you're gonna create, you'll respond to whatever it is that shows up. But to be present is to awaken your intelligence. And so since I was reading them, that's how I was trying to say, how do I meditate? How do I, as soon as I'm present, when I stop all the noise from future and past in my head, and I look around, I'm saying, oh shit, life is beautiful. I could be kayaking on the Pacific Ocean and be thinking about shit that I don't need to have in my head. As soon as I stop, I'm like, oh, look at the pelicans are right there. Look at the sun is shining so bright. Now I'm living my life at a much higher level, which is what high achieving people want to do anyway. And so when you're able to, the gift to me is just being able to be present for myself first, but then to be there with my daughter, who's doing like this incredible stuff, will be at another in the Hollywood social club, and she's performing or whatever shows up next. But when I'm able to stop myself from thinking about other shit and be present, oh, it's such a beautiful life and a beautiful gift, and being able to share that with somebody that you love, to be present for them, will just let them know that you value them and their life. So much more. It's what is most important is being able to truly love, and I think being present, then you're able to do that. So,
Yeah, I think the last thing too that I want to touch upon before I let you go, I know we've been going on time and I appreciate you. There's this like law that I've learned my entire life where it's like I don't really know how to explain it. I don't have like a fancy way of putting it in, but we can take any. It could be a football, it could be a discus, it could be a javelin, it could be a me tackling another human being, it could be wrestling, a suplex, something, whatever it is. I've found that the most productive results, let's say it could be a PR, I've thrown my furthest throws, I've actually ran my fastest races, right? When I've been the most relaxed, when I've actually let go. And it's the weirdest thing. Like, let's say you're surfing, right? And if you're stiff on that board, I'm not an expert surfer. I can barely get up there, but I've been in some waves, right? I'm out there on the water. I've spent my time out there. But the idea that you think you can control the wave, right? And then actually guide that board, being as stiff as humanly possible. Like, people like to live life like that. And I think that's something that I was doing maybe unconsciously, was I was just trying to take that board and being like, all right, let's surf. I'm ready to go. Like, and they're like, bro, put your hands out. And I'm like, I am putting my hands. They're like, no, you got to get loose. You got to get up there and just ride that wave. Because you're not in charge of that, right? It's you can maybe react to it, but the idea that you think you're going to move this, what, 10,000 gallon wave or whatever it is, right, into what you want it to be, that's not how life works, right? You can only almost ride the wave and kind of just be smooth with it and just navigate it how you want it. And it's weird because you actually have to do that at the highest stakes. Like, it's your life, it's your individual day to day, it's your business, it's your family, whatever it is. And you can do that on something little of like, yeah, I can just relax and throw the fuck out of this implement, right? Or shoot this basketball, right? If you're trying to pull up on a jumper and shoot a three, right? Like, and it's stiff, it's not gonna have the right rotation. It is not gonna make that swish, right? So, but yet, when it's your actual family, when it's you in here, man, letting go is scary. You know what I mean? So I think talking to you, somebody with decades more of experience, selfishly for myself and for the listeners, it's like I think hearing you maybe say, yeah, that's kind of it and it will work out, can put me at ease. Do you see what I'm saying? It makes me feel like I'm not doing something that millions of people before me haven't already done. You know what I mean?
There was something I was going to say a little bit earlier, like there's no bad. I know it's good with the good. And so when if a performance doesn't work out, it's not like things have fallen apart. Now you get to learn what are the things that we need to put in place so that we make sure that it moves forward in the best way possible moving forward. So it's just life is just that. We got a phone call a couple weeks ago where my nephew was killed in a car accident, and that brings you down so low. I was barefoot for most of the day that day too, which helped with grieving, just to mention that piece of it. But then I think it may have been yesterday that my daughter's saying, I'm just so glad that I can feel happy at this moment right now, because it's going to be. Bad stuff is going, I mean, like life is going to happen. I don't want to call it bad stuff. Life is going to happen. And to be present, you're able to really experience it at the highest level, including sad stuff. Like it's important to be able to be present to grieve through stuff and not just always, when I'm strong, just like, yo, I always want to be
Pause right
strong and
there.
muscle my way through it. And instead of that, it's okay to life is going to happen, and when it does happen, be your best you, and loving yourself and taking care of yourself is being being your best you, to be present for yourself. My the stress of what somebody like you and me carry with us in being high performing, when you're present, for me, I feel like I automatically let my brain just relax. And my brain is relaxed now. My golf swing will be way better. Getting on a surfboard is going to be way better. If I could be present, I'm not stressed. I relax my brain. I feel pressure relieved on my brain when I can be like, oh shit, this is actually beautiful. This is beautiful. And we're going to be okay.
I love it. We'll go ahead and stop right there. I know you're somebody that can go hours and hours and hours and days and days, and I'm gonna get this process a little more streamlined, and I'm gonna have you back, and we're gonna keep diving even deeper, all right? But
I'd love to, man. It's so cool to be on here with you, Venture. I think you're dope.
yeah, I appreciate it. Hey, likewise too. All right. Well, we'll catch you on the next one. This has been Natural Thoughts and Talks. A little short episode. I don't know if we got 40 minutes worth, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, but whatever we got, it's gonna be good. I know that. All right.
Cool.
So I'll catch you later. All right. Have a good one.
All right, my brother. Take care. Peace.